As part of our theme for the month of August, which is Women's Month, this afternoon we're talking about honor killings. Now, what is honor killing? What is an honor killing? Premeditated killing of family members, primarily women, who are thought to have brought shame or dishonor to their family by engaging in certain behaviors which are considered unacceptable. Perhaps it may be premarital or extramarital relations, or relationship with boys not approved by the family. Now, this is the reality, and our topic is with regards to the Muslim world. Now, I'd like to share with you excerpts from an article that was published last year in Pakistan. On Tuesday, a pregnant 25-year-old woman was stoned to death by her family for marrying a man she loved. The stoning took place in the middle of the day outside a courthouse beside a busy thoroughfare. The woman and her husband had been in love. Her husband said they'd gone to the courthouse to sign the paperwork. Outside, the woman's father, brothers and extended family waited. When the couple emerged, her family reportedly tried to snatch her, then murdered her. The father himself says, "I killed my daughter as she had insulted all of our family by marrying a man without our consent, and I have no regret over it." "This is an honor killing," he said. The anecdote is horrifying, but even more horrifying is the regularity with which honor killings and stonings occur in Pakistan. Despite the creeping modernity and secular condemnation and the fact that there's no reference to stoning in the Noble Quran, honor killings claim lives of more than 1,000 Pakistani women every year, according to Pakistani rights groups. This continues to happen in this age, in 2015. Some Islamic fundamentalists think that only through the murder of an offending family member can honor be restored to the rest of the family. But this has no basis in Islam whatsoever. There's no basis whatsoever. And if you look at some of the reports in this regard, I mean, it's actually laughable in some instances where you have an instance where One day there was a man and his wife who were standing together, and their 15-year-old daughter looked at a boy. And because of that, he feared that she had dishonored the family, and he threw acid on her face. The BBC reporter said there was a boy who came on a motorcycle. Her father said, "My daughter turned to look at him twice. I told her before not to do that. It's wrong. People will talk about us." And the mother said, she said, "I did not do it on purpose. I won't look again." That's what the girl said. But by then, the acid already thrown on her. It was her destiny to die that way. There's other incidents, you know, that have been reported of that. One such that occurred in January 2014. The man killed both his daughters. They confessed to that, and this was because he suspected his teenage niece of having inappropriate relations. Another teenage girl living in Sukkur in Pakistan was already shot dead by her brother while she was doing homework because her brother thought she was having inappropriate relations with another man. Then there's an incident in Somalia, and what an incident. A 13-year-old girl, her name is Aisha Ibrahim Dudu Chow. The Somali child claimed that she had been raped by three men and told the authorities what had happened. But her report spurred an investigation into the allegation. Instead, the girl was accused of adultery, buried up to her neck inside a stadium in stone before 1,000 people. So that is some parts of the Muslim world. Jordan also has a bad record in this regard. In fact, even the penal code in Jordan states that a man who catches his wife, one of his female close relatives committing adultery with another, and he kills or wounds or injures one of them, is exempted from penalty. So these are all totally inappropriate, and there's no basis for this in Islamic law whatsoever. Let me give you the Islamic law in this regard to start off with. That what does Islam say about this type of behavior, and how should it be dealt with? Islam describes strict and sometimes even severe punishment for certain crimes. However, Islam places a great burden of proof on the accuser to prove the accusations. Otherwise, no conviction and punishment can occur. Proving a case of fornication or adultery in court under Islamic law is very difficult. Islamic law requires either a confession by those who committed the crime or the testimony of four witnesses. The four witnesses must have seen the act of fornication with their own eyes. This makes it extremely difficult, almost impossible, for a court of law under Islam to find people guilty of fornication or adultery. Islam has prescribed this punishment as a deterrent and as a way to demonstrate to people how ugly these crimes are and how hated they are by Allah. It's to prevent people, to prevent the crime in the first place as much as possible, look at possible loopholes not to implement it. It's not to punish people. Therefore, although Islam does prescribe 100 lashes for fornication, that is relations between unmarried people, and death by stoning of adultery for married people, these punishments are not really meant to be performed as much as they are meant to make these crimes hated in the eyes of the society in order to minimize the occurrence. So these punishments are there, but if you implement it just once, and in fact, you know, where people had really seen the act of zina and it being reported on or being taken to the court and punishment being met out in that regard, there is hardly a case of that can be reported. Now, when we look at what are the reasons why do people carry out honor crimes, there are various possible reasons. First and foremost, we need to understand that there's no Islamic basis for this. There's no Islamic basis for it. Then why does it occur? Perhaps in certain societies, it may be a way of gaining sympathy from others in the society. Therefore, murderers may try to invoke religion to justify the action. However, you know, there's no religious justification. It's just a desperate attempt to them to justify the horrible action. Another reason is that people carry out honor killings. Those who are, they are really ignorant of Islam. They're not aware of the teachings of Islam, and they confuse local customs and traditions with Islamic law. And it's likely these people commit these crimes due to anger, outrage, and perceived loss of honor, and try to justify their barbarity to themselves and to others using religion. Or it may perhaps be because of jealousy by men who discover their wife has committed adultery or having a relationship. And if there is the concern that the person has in this regard, then Islam has a way to go about it, li'an, where the man takes a certain amount of oaths and the lady, and then there's separation that come about. But there's no justification for killing that, and there's no permission for that. And we find that at present, there's almost 5,000 honor killings that take place every year, 1,000 in Pakistan, and many take part in various parts of the Muslim world, and also in the non-Muslim world. In fact, in the United States of America, it is said that 1,200 women are killed every year by their husbands or intimate partners, and this demonstrates that these crimes occur in every nation, in every society, regardless of religion, race, or language. These crimes have to be condemned, and they need to be punished. That if a person has committed a crime, an honor killing, then he is punishable. In South Africa, every one of two women that are killed by a partner. So it's really prevalent that men kill women, and this is totally unacceptable. Islam strongly prohibits the killing of any person without a lawful reason. Islamic teachings do not allow any person to take the law into their own hands or to commit murder or even to mete out the hudud on your own. You cannot do it. You cannot act as the judge or as the executioner, as the everyone in yourself. You know that you're the judge, you're the executioner, you do the everything on your own and you carry it out. No. That there's a system, and the system of law is in place. You need the qazi, and you need the witnesses, and only then. So this is totally unacceptable. There's no basis from it for it Islamically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verses of the noble Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيها وغضب الله عليه ولعنه وعد له عذابا عظيما. Whoever kills a believer intentionally, their reward will be Jahannam, to abide therein forever, and the wrath and the curse of Allah upon them, and a dreadful penalty is prepared for them. And this is from Surah Nisa, verse number 93. So, as we've been saying, there's no basis for honor killings in Islam. We've been discussing honor killings this afternoon as part of our Women's Month feature for the month of August. Our hashtag, Why Women? Looking at honor killings and giving you the Islamic perspective and the reasoning in that regard. I think the only way to combat this is education. People need to be educated, and they need to realize honor and dignity is in the hands of Allah, and that by killing a family member, that will never bring honor. We also need to create that awareness and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the only thing that will keep people back from violating the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.